Hey guys, welcome back to this podcast. Today we're going to be talking about school and, like, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
The world.
And so, quick thing is, this is our first podcast that we're filming in person.
Woo! I mean, this sounds so exciting. Okay.
This isn't going to be, like, super, super regular, only because I feel like it's hard to do it, like, mm-hmm. regularly be together, but
most of them are going to be on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
not only for COVID reasons, just because it's hard sometimes to get together. But in other words, as she said, we're going to be talking about in-person school, RLA school, all of the different types of schooling there is now. And if we had kids, which one would we put our kids in? I like that idea, actually. Yeah,
that's good.
All right. Okay. So, what do you do for school?
Okay. So, I go in person, but I go Monday and Thursday.
Yeah. So I do all completely RLA. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So RLA stands for, I don't even know.
Remote
Learning Academy. So, yeah, I do mine from home. And I actually love it because I love for one being home, but for two, I love having the independence, and I concentrate way better being at home than being at school.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I like to, like, socialize, and, like, we just went into middle school, so it was nice to, like, I guess meet new people, because I'm so, like, I guess, like, I'm definitely, like it's hard for me to socialize, so I definitely new middle school is going to be a struggle to, like, meet new people, mm-hmm. but I enjoy it, so. And also, yeah. I feel like it'd be boring sometimes to just, like, do the same thing every day, like, mm-hmm. be on the computer every day.
I think part of the reason I love it so much is because, like, I love doing stuff on the computer anyways. Like, I love, like, that, like, my YouTube work, my podcast work, all the Instagram stuff is all, like, through computer things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's definitely my passion, is like online type things and being, like, a computer whiz in a way. Like, I do not know everything about computers, mm-hmm. and I'm definitely not, like, a computer geek, but, like, I know my way around YouTube and social media platforms and how to, like, cut them
no
how to,
like, how loud it just got
and how to like, work them, cut
yeah.
them.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really bad with, like, I guess, before COVID, I was definitely, like, to be on the computer, definitely, like, didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I'm a lot better on technology. I mean, I do have a phone, so, like, I do navigate, like, I know how to, like, work things, and I can figure it out, but,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's definitely different than doing everything on paper, mm-hmm. which is what everything was happening before then.
Yeah. But I feel like even though, like at least in my classes, like, we would do a lot of computer stuff anyways in sixth grade before, like, anything of COVID came about. So I think that it's kind of cool that even in sixth grade, they would just regularly start integrating computers, because you use computers way more as you get into the higher grades nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was laughing because my stomach made it.
That's why you just blow it off.
What?
Just don't, like, talk about it.
I thought it was really funny because I am.
Oh my gosh.
My burrito's on the ground. Yeah.
So funny. It's not funny.
I'm telling you, like, this is, like, I find everything more funny when I'm with Matt, like, aww, in person.
That's sweet.
Oh, I just...
Or maybe it's because I'm weird. Okay. Anyways. So, yeah. We're not doing the same thing for school, which I think is fine because, mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't really matter that much, I guess. Like,
yeah,
like, even if I was in person, like, we wouldn't be with each other that much because, like, there's no, like, recess anymore.
That's true. I do
it's not, like, that big
agree,
deal.
But this was our first year having at least one of our classes together. So,
oh, well, we would have if I
well, we would have, yeah. So it would have been nice to me, and, like, nice to have a class together. But then again, like, I mean, we both do the same things, so.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not, like, she's completely, like, out, like, I call her sometimes, and I ask her about, like, assignments, and oh, she's yeah, doing, like, same. The same thing. So it's same. Not, like, they're completely, like, it's not, like.
Yeah, it's the like same
we still
stuff.
Help each other out. Like, it's the same thing we would do on remote days.
Yeah, yeah.
The only difference is when I'm in person.
I'm not.
She's not. Yeah. So.
And
we only had one class with each other. It wasn't like yeah. we had every single
yeah,
class
and
together.
I'm sure within the next.
Or maybe two classes.
5 years, we'll be in a class together because every class you're going to be with different people because that's oh, yeah. how it's going to work from now on.
Yeah.
Like, middle school till college, I'm sure we'll have a class together.
Yeah. No, definitely. So. But there's not a big difference, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is, like, I just don't, like, I definitely fully believe that if, like, no one went to school, like, if it was just, like, a world, not necessarily a worldwide thing, but, like, a U.S. thing of, like, no one went into school for the whole year, and we just, like, the scientists worked really, yeah. really hard on, like, the vaccine and all of that, we could have just been back to normal next year, but mm-hmm. I completely understand that, like, that's just not practical for some people,
yeah.
but I just feel like, for, like, in my situation, because it is practical to be home for us, then I just wish that it could have worked out for, like, the whole U.S. to just be home this year, and then mm. it would be more normal, but it's just,
I mean, yeah. obviously the doctors had, like, I guess a trouble, like, not a trouble, wait, hold up, I mean, like, I guess, like, more like, oh, how many times did I just say like then? It's, if you really think about it, it's almost like, like, to think that a vaccine takes, like, 5 years to do,
mm-hmm.
the fact that they were able to do it in a year mm-hmm. with something that has never been here before yeah. is absolutely insane to me. So.
Well, I mean, the only reason that, like, I would trust the vaccine is because it isn't just, like, a completely new vaccine. They just took other vaccines and basically put it together.
Yeah.
She's eating again. Every episode.
I like food. Awesome. Yesterday, I had donut for breakfast.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Then lunch, what did I have for lunch?
I have pizza. No idea. I'm like,
I had lunch. Oh, wow. I'm really exposing how unhealthy I am. And then for dinner, I had shrimp.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
It's a good, and then, you know, snacks in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
well, yesterday I was on a little mini, like, vacation type thing with a friend and my family, so I wasn't eating that great, but now that I'm home I am again. But yesterday I had pancakes for breakfast, and for lunch I had mac and cheese, and then for dinner I had pasta with meat sauce. So see, mm-hmm. like, vacation I don't eat great, but then back home, like, today I had eggs, and then for lunch we had burritos, which I guess isn't that healthy, but
yeah. Well,
like, some of the stuff on there is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you full for a long time, at least for me, like, because I have, like, a lot of beans on it and stuff, and beans are, like,
well, it has the nutrients, it has all the nutrients,
yeah, it's just, like, there's a lot of sodium,
true.
That's the only thing, and carbs, but I mean, I eat a lot of carbs.
I think I'm definitely, I don't eat healthy a lot, but, like, okay, I don't know if this makes it any better, but salad's my favorite meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. I love salad.
Use some rice in your hair.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, and she puts it. Okay.
Okay, anyway. So, yeah, definitely. That's what you were staring at for a hot minute there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely, like, I don't think I eat unhealthy,
maybe just some days,
but I also don't care what I eat, like, I'm not like, I don't have to, like, I think it catches on to you when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I definitely like to understand what is in my food and be like, okay, so, like, this has a ton of carbs in it. This has a ton of carbs in it. I'm not going to eat both those things in the same meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't have, like, pizza and pasta in the same meal.
Yeah.
Because that's just so much. And, like, you're not, like, you're going to be full for, like, mm-hmm. an hour, and then you're going to be starving. Like, that's the thing. I love salad, but I don't order salads because I like my salad that I make. It's very, like, specific. It's, like, cooked chicken, a little bit of garlicky chicken with avocados, lettuce, obviously, croutons, the chicken.
I like lettuce.
And then there's a few things on it, croutons, too, that I can't remember.
Lettuce, croutons, tomatoes. And then Italian dressing, which is, like, the only unhealthy part.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, yeah, I definitely – that's – definitely what I have in my salad. It's not much, like,
yeah,
but it definitely, it's amazing. I don't know why, but I just love,
same,
I but love I my definitely salad. Feel like if I were to, like, I never want to, like, I mean, obviously when I'm older I probably will, like know what's in my food, but mm-hmm. like right now I just don't want to, like, pay attention to that. So
I feel like I do like to pay attention to that because I don't want to, like, get to a point like, I don't want to, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, basically, like, I don't want to, like, not pay attention to it now and then get to a really unhealthy point when I'm, like, 18 years old and have to, like, spend money on getting healthy again, you know? Like, I just want to be mm-hmm. having these habits forever.
Yeah, I definitely, so since I do eat unhealthy a lot, I have been working out.
That's good.
So, well, like, not because I think, like, I'm, like, fit, but, like,
yeah,
just because, like, I don't know, I feel like it's good, like, if you're gonna eat unhealthy, you should work out, because I think it's, like,
yeah.
Also, just working out is good for you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have, like, a goal for it. It can,
no, yeah,
just, like, it makes you feel good, mm-hmm. I think, for me. But,
no, yeah, working out is definitely not just about, like, losing weight.
Yeah.
It can be for toning up. It can just be because you aren't healthy. You can look good, mm-hmm. but still be unhealthy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Me. Exposed. So, but yeah. So, yeah. So, how has COVID impacted your life?
My life?
Oh my God. Now.
So many ways. Are you kidding? I can't just name pick them. One.
Well, name, like, a bunch, and then I'll go.
I would say one is, like, family. Like, I mean, extended.
Obviously, wait, hold up. Let me just address this. Obviously, COVID has impacted everyone's life in some way, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, just wanted to say that real quick.
So, I would say number one is family, like, extended family, I'll start with,
mm-hmm.
has been really difficult because some of them live really far away from me,
mm-hmm.
so we couldn't see them at all during COVID. Like, it wasn't even, like, a possibility
mm-hmm.
until it started getting better and we could drive there, which takes many, many hours, and that was not that fun, but if you would like to see that journey, go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Madeline Marie. Shameless self-plug. It was a little bit back into November. I think those videos were posted at the beginning of December, actually. So, yeah, extended family, it's been hard because even the people who live close by, sometimes we don't get to see. I mean, it all depends on what that family wants then, and
definitely
it's
rules.
So complicated.
Everybody has different, like,
yeah,
ways to do COVID.
I agree.
Or, like, the way they handle it,
and it's crazy.
Which is extremely hard.
And it's even crazy to me because, like, when I, like, some things that, like, even, like, my parents are doing, I'm like, why wouldn't you do it this way?
Yeah.
And but so yeah, I think it's just, it's hard because everyone has their own opinion and it could change in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hard thing about extended family. I would say immediate family lives in my house, my brother and my brother and my mom and dad. It's interesting. I definitely, I don't know if you have this same exact experience because you don't, like, live with everybody all at the same time,
mm-hmm.
but for me it's a lot of togetherness, and it's really difficult for me because I am definitely a type of person who, like, cannot wait to grow up and have my own place and have my own family and then be able to visit my parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get there.
Yeah, I'm, like, again, like, I'm, like, a little bit of both. Like, I like to be with people, but, like, I like to be, like, bunched up and, like, cozy and stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, COVID was definitely not – it was good because, like, since I do have two places, it was, like – it wasn't living the same day every day.
Yeah.
It was, like, there was definitely changes that, and also, like, we moved. So, like, there were lots of, like, really good peaks that happened. Like, I moved twice during COVID.
Not with the same.
Not with the same person. No. But I definitely, like, I moved. So, yeah. So, but yeah, it was good because it was something that was interesting that, and something that I think, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I'm sure everyone would kind of want to move during COVID because it's something that is so interesting in some time that's so boring. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's really nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, more now than like it was in March, but it was definitely, everything was kind of like boring. And so I moved, what, before December, October,
mm-hmm.
like right when Christmas decorations were going up. And so that's how I explain it, because we didn't really, we decorated for Christmas when we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no, I definitely, it was something that was very interesting that happened. But at first, we lived in like a tiny house. So it was like very hard because I have a twin. So my brother and me would have classes at the same time. And then my sister was, she's in a grade below us. She would have class
mm-hmm.
then, like, I don't know, like, at the same time, too. And it was hard in, like, a small place.
Yeah.
And we didn't all have our own rooms, so it was
also difficult. She doesn't mean a literal, like, tiny house, like those, like, tiny house, like, TV shows. It was just a small house.
Yeah, it was just a small house.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Imagine. As an example, it had, like,
if you actually three lived bedrooms. In a tiny, like, one of those tiny houses that, like, don't even have separate rooms.
Oh, my gosh. What I can't imagine is, thank God, like, I really feel bad for the people who have, like, young kids. And, like, because last year, I had a babysitter. Feel so bad for her because all I did was go on my phone. But last year, it was definitely, like, we had a babysitter mm-hmm. because my dad would work, like, go direct shows. And but this year it's kind of just like I'm glad that we can all stay, like I'm glad it happened this year, like no offense, like I didn't want it to happen at all, but
yeah
this like, year rather than happen. Other years, because I mean
you're older now
when you have little kids and you have to pay for a babysitter while this whole thing's going on. I mean that's like hard,
and like you don't know if you want the babysitter in the house because you don't know where they've been. So, we haven't had a babysitter since I was in fifth grade. Back. Like, I know I was, like, a really big control freak. I was a really big control freak when I was younger, even more so. Like, way more than I am now. And I'm definitely a control freak now, but in a different way. Like, I want things to, like, look a certain way versus be a certain way. Mm-hmm. So, back then, it was, like, everything had to be a certain way. Otherwise, I would scream and... Like I would be like go cry in my room or something like that. And I definitely feel bad for people when they have to like when they think about me in that way, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not like that anymore, I swear. But I think now more when things don't go a certain way, I'm like stressed about it, but I don't like portray like a demon like I would back then. I don't think you even knew me when I was like that.
No, I didn't.
No.
We haven't known each other that long. I think we mentioned that, like, briefly in the other podcast, is we've only known each other for a year.
Not more than a year.
Oh, two years. 2 years.
But, like, even, like, I don't think Ashley even knew me in that way. It was more my friend who I've known since, my best friend who I've known since I moved here definitely knew me in that way, because she's known me since I was like 3 mm-hmm. so she has seen all those phases, and I'm so glad I'm not like that anymore.
Yeah,
because that, like, looking back, I really wish I could like tell myself to not be like that. Like, that is something I really really regret doing, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing I
can I'm do definitely about it now. Not a control, like I don't, like I am so quiet, and I like a lot of people, like there's actually someone who mentioned it at school. He was like, that I'm like, I like to be in my own like little corner. I'm like, if I do talk to people, like there's, it's really all depends on the person. Like there's some people who give me different like vibes. Like if you're energetic to me, that might scare me a little bit, because if I'm not comfortable with that amount of energy, that will be like, okay, I'm not ready for that. Or if it's like if you're too, it's more not like if you're too quiet, it won't bother me. It will just maybe feel a little awkward
mm-hmm.
because then I'll feel awkward because you're awkward. And it's just like, so, but no, I definitely like, I'm good around people, but it definitely, like, the first time meeting people is like a challenge. It's like, mm-hmm, sure. But like, so like the first day of school, that was funny. That was definitely, but the thing is, like, when everybody else feels awkward, like, everybody was like, new, like it was new to everyone, so it wasn't like that, it didn't bother me that much when everybody else was kind of going through the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. if I were to go to a new school and everybody already knew the school and I didn't, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, no, me neither.
That is just too awkward for me. So yeah,
that's it. Yeah. So I'm a little nervous for next year when I go into school. Not because I'm afraid I'm, like, gonna get lost, because, like, I'll figure that out, but I'm more afraid of, like, the little clicks of, like, you click with people this year, and I'm afraid that, like, me coming yeah. into that, I'm gonna, like, it's gonna be a problem for your relationship with that person and our relationship.
Yeah.
I'm definitely nervous about, like, friends next year, but, I mean, I'll get over it. It's fine.
Yeah, like, I mean, I hope nothing changes. I definitely want to make more friends, too. Like, I'm hoping next year will be somewhat more normal mm-hmm. because I do want book cohorts. Like, we have different cohorts because we're hybrid to be together, just because it'll be easier to, like, see some people, like, meet new people who, like, there are some people who would be in my class that I just never got to meet because mm-hmm. of the cohorts, but... Yeah, definitely.
So, I actually have, like, two really important things that I really wanted to talk about in this episode that I just thought of that... Sorry, were you done?
Yeah, I was done. Oh, okay. I know it sounded like I stopped talking, and I was just about to say that because it would sound that way to them, but uh-huh. no, I was definitely done. I was literally about to just say, and yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you missed
the end part. Shout out to my cousin. We were talking in the car. Like, he can drive, and he was, like, driving us home or something, and we were talking in the car about friends. This has to do with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him, and I was like, I feel like I just, like, do not like having a lot of friends. Like, I literally have three friends, and I love it. I'm not the type of person who's, like, has three friends because... I can't make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have three friends because I want three friends. Yeah. That's it. Like, I do not want a big friend group. Big friend groups are complicated, dramatic, and he was agreeing with me. He's like, I used to have so many friends, and then it was just so dramatic, complicated.
I mean, there is them. A lot of drama.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he what he was saying was, like, that, what was he said, like, it was just so complicated and dramatic that he, like, left them and is now just friends with a smaller group, and he loves it. Like, he loves yeah. having less friends, and I definitely agree.
Like, the close friends I have right now, but I definitely like groups. Like, I like groups, but I also don't, I have to, like, and I don't have to like everyone in the group either. Like, that's not a problem to me. I'm definitely, like, no one will ever know if I don't like someone because I feel like it's not good to, like, point out if you don't like someone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if someone were to not like me and they had said it, if I had ever found out that somebody didn't like me, I wouldn't actually hate them. Like, I wouldn't actually, like, not like them, but I wouldn't want to, like, talk to them because yeah. I feel like that would be, like,
I feel rude, like, I guess. For me, it's always been, like, a thing where, like, if I don't like that person, they don't like me. And it's been, like, a mutual thing where, like, we know we don't like each other and, like, we mm-hmm. leave it alone. That's, like, how it's been for yeah, me with the other most person, of my...
The other person would never know I wouldn't like them. That's sneaky.
That's how it's been for, like, most of my... the people that I don't like. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely been, like, certain people that, like, would never know I didn't like them. Yeah. But it wasn't even just, like, for reasons of, like, certain reasons. It was just they were annoying to me, or, like, they would do certain things that would annoy me.
Oh, so, but, definitely, yeah. I mean, I am willing to make friends with anyone, so definitely, if I don't like you, you did something that made me not like you. Like, something that I can actually hold a grudge on, you know? Yeah, like, no.
I'm definitely different in that
way. It's not like you talked to me, like, you said one thing behind my back. You would have to have done something that hurt me in a way. for me to not for like me, you. So it doesn't, it just so that, like, yeah, anybody who's, like, listening, they're like, oh, I'm scared of her now. it's definitely, like, I'm really good with anyone, and I think that, like, if you were to say, like, something behind my back, it'd be completely different than somebody random saying something.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I agree. We have a
connection, so I feel like I could make, mm-hmm, like, I could
forgive you, obviously. I completely agree. However, I think with the,
like, I'm not scary, by the way. Sorry.
I think I completely agree with you about, like, people saying things. Uh-oh. My computer just fell asleep.
It's like, good night.
I completely agree with you about people saying things behind your back that you don't know. Like, people that you don't know, it's really, like, scary, and you're like, are they going to spread rumors about me? But with my friends, I do not care if you went up to the other friend in our group, Ashley, and was trying to talk about something that we were going through. I don't care, and I know you know that I don't care, mm-hmm, about that. I do not, and I completely not necessarily understand, but I completely, like, respect that you and Ashley don't like that, so, mm-hmm, I don't do it. But if you did that, I wouldn't be mad at you, because I get it. You don't want to make the fight go deeper. You want to have another person's opinion. So that's why I don't mind, is, like, if you talk to them about it.
That's why one thing that's hard in, like, groups at all, like, whether it's small group or a big group,
mm-hmm,
the thing is, like, when you go into a group at all, it's hard. You're going to have to, like, I think that I'm kind of trying to, like, understand is that there are going to be times where they're going to talk behind your back, like, and they're just asking for advice. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing is, like, when I wouldn't say I talk behind people's backs, but I'm saying, I were to say, like, something to somebody, and I was asking advice on what the, like, how I should handle the situation,
mm-hmm,
it's advice. But if somebody were to say, like, something, like, actually, like, mean, that's when I would be like, well, that's kind of rude for you to be talking about behind my back, or involved me.
That's how I feel, too.
Like, I wouldn't, I also really don't like to be involved in situations, and I feel like, definitely in 5th and 6th grade, I was involved in, I felt like, in every single situation. I feel like it always, like, I somehow always got myself involved, just because, like, I'm super caring, so I love to help people, but I definitely found myself getting stuck in problems.
I think I definitely like to, I don't like to be the problem, but I don't mind being in problems to help resolve the problem, because to me, it's, you have to talk. You cannot just shut them out and then not talk for a week. It has to be talked out right then and there, because otherwise it's gonna explode. That's, to me, that's how I was raised. That's how I deal with family things. That's, mm-hmm, how it works, in my opinion, and
definitely depends history on the situation for me.
If that even makes sense by history. I don't know if that even makes sense, but, like, definitely in my depends on experience. The I would say, situational. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, most situations, it's just
situational for me. So
I feel like the reason that I think it's good to talk in most situations is because of, I don't ever want it to be a sort of thing where, like people don't talk for months, weeks, days, even, like I don't want, like, I never want that to be a thing with any of my friends. So that's why I always like to try and just talk it out right then and there. And I hate doing things over text when it comes to, like, fighting. Like, I do not like it, because it's very, like, you don't understand what they're saying or how they're saying it.
I definitely didn't really understand it last year. Well, I've kind of, like, this year I've noticed that it, like, everything to do with texting and, like, it's, like, super, like, FaceTime's definitely the way to do it,
mm-hmm,
I think.
I completely agree.
But I also think that, like, it's, like, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Like, the month thing, like, not talking to each other for, like, months, it also, like, if you really, like, looking back on, like, certain situations, I think that, like, you don't know what the person's going through, and they might really need you, whether, like, or something, you know, like,
that was definitely, like
you don't want to feel alone, mm-hmm, and I feel like that's, like, this is gonna sound so, like, ridiculous, but, I mean, honestly, feeling alone is probably the worst feeling you can, like, feel in any situation.
Yeah.
So, which I think everyone has felt.
Yeah.
At some point.
I agree.
And, but yeah, I think it's, like, definitely something that's, like,
it's hard. I feel it's like hard it's hard
in fights because, like, especially in, like, a group of, like, in small groups is that, like, there's, like, parts where times, like, where, like, people talk. It's, like, definitely groups are, I think.
They can be hard, but I think
but it's all part of growing up.
Yeah. I mean, you have
it's to, how you learn.
Yeah. You have to experience these things to know how to be a parent. You have to experience these mm-hmm. things to know how to navigate having a boss. You have to, yeah. like.
And if you don't go through them, like.
Yeah.
And also, are you really, like, living if you're not going through, like, you. This is gonna sound, like, weird, but, like, I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was, like, if you were happy all the time, you'd never know what sadness felt like, or if you were sad all the time, you never know what being happy would feel
yeah.
like. So you really do have to experience kind of everything to, like, go on in this world.
Go on in life.
Sorry. And, by the way, if, you put the bloopers in. I don't know how she's going to edit this, but at the beginning, we were doing things like making some loud noises because we're not doing it on Zoom, obviously, because we're together. So we're doing this on, like, something else, and you can see the wavelengths of
the audio yeah.
sound. And so the higher your voice goes, the higher the lines go. So
it's really cool, actually.
It's really funny. So that's, if I was ever, like, quiet, it's because I was distracted by that.
So, yeah, I think that was kind of fun. So going back to, like, what we were going to talk about at the beginning is, like, school and stuff and such. How do you feel, like, did you want to go back into school, like, from the start? Was that how you felt? Or was it more, like, a guided decision from your parents?
Well, I think it was more of, like, what do you mean? Like, from the start? Like, when COVID,
like, No, like, from, like, the beginning of the summer when people were making their decisions and stuff.
Well, my dad actually went on CNN. Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the video. So my dad knew someone, and he was offered to go on CNN because he's a teacher, and he was offered to have a say in, like, what he thought about the whole situation. And definitely it was, like, something that was difficult for everyone because, like, how, like, what are the, like, what's, how are they going to handle it? Like, what were the schools going to do?
What are the pros and cons?
Like, definitely, yeah, which, what's, like, better? And so I think that it was all kind of, like, something that we kind of just went with. I definitely think that, like, if the schools were to open back up, that we were, my dad had always intended for us to go because he's a teacher and... Mm-hmm. Also, it's just, like, I feel like everybody needs the, or at least for me, I definitely need in person, too. But, yeah, it was definitely, and also I had gotten used to Zoom. Like, we had gone through the other half of that year in sixth grade on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was going to be, Zoom was going to be more serious. So I would be taken, like, I'd have to try. But, yeah, it was definitely, the whole thing was difficult, but. Yeah, I think we always intended for us to go into school.
Really?
Yeah.
For
definitely
us,
not the full time, though. Like, if they were to
not,
say,
like, all,
go.
Like, 4 days.
Yeah. But yeah. At the time when my dad went on the thing, they were just speaking of a possibility. Of
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, for us, it was, I kind of always wanted to stay home, like, from the beginning. I was like, no, I'm staying home. I loved it so much because that, like, my grades, like, shot up this, like, basically the week we
my
went back.
My grades shot up, too.
Like, I did way better online than I have, like, ever in school. And I know that for a fact. And I know that I concentrate way better at home. And I love it. And to me, like, the social aspect is... Yes, it's important, but I was never that social in school anyways. Like, yes, obviously I would talk to people once in a while, but I would say I am more social now than I am in school because I obviously this is different, but I talk online to
I don't talk at all ever.
anybody who wants to see my videos, anybody who wants to see this podcast.
You're really good online, though. Like, you can talk to a camera.
I am a definite, like...
And you're definitely not, like... It's not like she's act different on, like, camera and stuff. You definitely, like, you're, like, good at it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would say that I'm definitely, like, a type of person who can definitely, like... Like, I'm very comfortable sharing anything anybody wants to hear online, not in person.
I wouldn't be able to do both. I don't open up, so.
I feel like you, well, you open up to, like, your friends and stuff.
It takes me a while, though.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. You do, mm-hmm. eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely, like, I've never had, like, really big trust issues, but I feel like I definitely need to have full on 100% trust with someone to be able to, like, tell them stuff.
So I feel like 100%. It depends what I'm like telling them. Like, if it's just like random stuff, like I tell the viewers and stuff, like, then like whatever. But if it's like a giant secret, like, to me, like, the whole crushes being a secret thing, I don't care if people know.
I do
not care if the person I have a crush on knows, especially I think that has to do with him being my friend. Is like, we're friends, he knows I have a crush on him, but I know that, like, it's not happening. The stars aren't aligning now, if ever.
I do, but I don't have a crush on anyone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
No one. I don't have a crush on anyone because, I don't know, I just feel like I'm in seventh grade and this year's crazy. I just, no, I don't really have a crush on anyone at all. So.
I think I've had a crush on him. Well, I guess technically.
You do have a crush.
Yeah. Oh. Going back.
Well, I was just clarifying because you never, like, said it. Like,
oh, yeah, on, like... I do. So he, I'm not going to say his name just because of, like, privacy reasons. Yeah. But, like, if, like, it wasn't, like, a privacy thing, I would completely tell you who it is. First name, last name, anything. But, because, like, I just don't care. I'm an open book. Ask me anything, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm, like, I love... this isn't a stress thing. Like, I don't ever want people to think that, like, when I play with my hair, it's, like, stress. I just play with my hair because I find it fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was saying, like, basically my crush is... I had a crush on him in, like, third grade. And he knew and, like... I mean, he, like, kind of knew... And I guess I didn't really even realize it, that I had a crush on him. But, like, yeah, we were, like, really good friends in third and fourth grade. And then we kind of fell out of touch in, like, fifth grade. And then in sixth grade, we kind of became friends again. And then I realized,
definitely,
like,
sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I had a crush on him in sixth grade. And then I guess I still do. I don't really know, though, because, like, I don't go to school with him and stuff. So it's hard. But, like, I feel like I still do. Just, like, by, like, talking to him, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
I agree.
All right, how long have we been doing this?
It says right here, 45 minutes.
But that's how long we've been recording. That's not how long we did the podcast
for. Oh, gotcha.
That's why I did this, because that's, like, the beginning part.
Yeah, the 4 minutes of us being.
So go check out our Instagram, our podcast Instagram, at let's.chatpodcast on Instagram to check out all the blooper clips. Yes. That you would
very interesting. Like to see. Little hint, I want to chop off my teeth. So just a little tiny hint. Go check that little blooper out.
It's a funny. Sneak peek to the episode 2 bloopers. If you haven't seen them, go check them out, because as you can tell, they're weird and hilarious.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's always bloopers before we start. Every time.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, every time. Like, there's, like, about, like, I'd say, like, 5 to 10 minutes of just the beginning of us.
I don't make the bloopers 5 to 10 minutes, though. I make them, like, 1 minute. Yeah. Because that's a long time for bloopers.
Well, also, some of the bloopers are, like, okay, let me go get a bag of chips.
Or, oh, yeah, those are, like,
some of them are, like, boring. Or, like, let me go get my whiteboard. It's, like, some of them you guys just wouldn't be interested in.
Yeah, I just take, like, the funny ones that are, like, super quirky and weird. Anyways. Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.